We're taking you to the remote mountainside of Turkey's Black Sea coast. To this day, villagers communicate with each other by whistling across the steep valleys, not just whistling a nonverbal kind of hey you or BJ Lederman writes our theme music, but actually speaking whistled Turkish. Believe it or not, that's the name of our current president, Barack Hussein Obama. NPR's Peter Kenyon takes us to meet some of the bird whistlers of Kuşköy.
The Turkish hill country above the Black Sea is lush, misty, forested territory. As for the residents, everyone we met in the village of Kuşköy was warm, welcoming, and very generous. But there were moments when you could see why other Turks consider these mountain villagers eccentric. A volley of gunfire echoes from across the valley, and as our hosts tell us not to worry, they exchange glances that suggest there may be more to come. Sure enough, a few seconds later, someone on this side of the valley responds. With that bit of nonverbal expression out of the way, 60-year-old Nazmiya Çakır resumes telling us how she learned to whistle Turkish. Çakır says her grandparents often took care of her when she was young, and they passed it on.
You might need to ask one of your neighbors, can you help me harvest the corn tomorrow? Or something like that. Or if there's a funeral, the family would whistle the news throughout the valley.
A cheerful, talkative woman, Çakır also explains what you can't talk about when you're whistling. The only thing you never whistle is your love talk, she says, because you'll get caught. After Çakır demonstrates her whistling chops, two other villagers devise a test to show that this isn't some kind of prearranged code, but an actual language. This is a phone number that we show to one villager, who whistles it to another man, who then calls the number, and it rings. There are other whistled languages in the world, one in the Canary Islands, for instance. But the whistling in Turkish excited the interest of a Turkish-German biopsychologist, Onur Güntürkan.
I was absolutely, utterly fascinated when I first heard about it, and I directly saw the relevance of this language for science.
Güntürkan has been working on brain asymmetry research. Spoken language is processed by the left hemisphere and music by the right. I'm simplifying a bit, there is some overlap, but basically they're seen as separate. So how does the brain process a language, in this case Turkish, in which syllables are rendered as whistled tones instead of spoken words? Güntürkan went to Kuşköy to do a field test and found that the villagers who listened to whistled Turkish were using both hemispheres of their brain to a much greater extent.
So in the end, there was a balanced contribution of both hemispheres. So indeed, depending on the way we speak, the hemispheres have a different share of work in language processing.
Although he's mainly interested in pure brain research, Güntürkan wonders if a whistled language might be helpful to, say, a stroke victim with left hemisphere damage who has difficulty processing spoken language. The spread of cell phones has reduced the need for whistling, but villagers stage a festival each summer to keep it alive. And as some rather sheepishly admit, it still comes in handy to warn their gun-toting neighbors when the police are on patrol. Peter Kenyon, NPR News, Kuşköy, Turkey.